The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Some great emails of the day over the weekend here. Wanted to share some of them, some good thinking. And that's sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson and Central Point Family Dentistry. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com is the website. Yeah, their own in-house lab, most of their crowns while you wait. So, I mean, you get your tooth prepped, and then you wait a little bit, maybe a half hour or so. They can have that crown ready for you. Find out more. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. It's on Freeman Way, just up from the Mazatlan Mexican restaurant, okay? And the Reverend David writes me this morning. We were talking about the identification, these secure IDs that are being offered from ICE to illegal aliens. And David says, hey, Bill, I suppose the identification cards given to illegals will need a slogan. The Army used to say, Army, be all that you can be. Homeland Security could say, welcome to America. Be whomever you want to be. You know something, Dave? I think I'm going to give you a real American salute on top of that. Pretty good stuff. Okay? All right. Randy writes from Ashland this morning, Bill, cartels run Mexico. Politicians running against cartel surrogates are eliminated the old-fashioned way. They're being killed. Mexican cartels are in complete control of the U.S.-Mexico border. Rumors indicate that Mexican cartels are funding U.S. politicians, including Joe Biden. There is no way the Biden crime syndicate is missing out on the grift. Trump better watch his six. Of course, Trump has Secret Service protection. Of course, so did JFK. All right. Point well taken, Randy. We appreciate your writing there, okay? Matt writes in from Grants Pass this morning. Bill, the economic team crunched the numbers and figured out a way to beat inflation. Just don't buy anything. Yes, that's a Matt original. I hope you had a great weekend. Let's go, Brandon. You know something, Matt? I'm going to give you another real American salute, okay? Two American salutes in a row, all right? Huh. See what else we got going on here. Oh, boy. The interview I had last week with Mr. Keyes, the CEO, the former CEO of 7-Eleven and Blockbuster, ooh, they weren't liking that. Saying that education is freedom, Bill, is not the same as saying that the truth will set you free. The intersectionality of no jab, no jab lurks within the phrase. Ah, the days of community-based meritocracy when I could get a job just by talking to the boss. The advancement of working people, according to the personal insights provided by a community, is far too limiting for the elites who would want to bring their credentialed authority to bear against the compliant, hesitant, unwilling to bend to their will. Maybe we need an anti-credentialist revolution to unleash the abilities of the unembellished man, restoring our God-given rights and establish the natural aristocracy of a savvy voting public. We were good enough to conquer a continent, fight and die for our former independence, and make the world safe for politicians and experts who want to replace us. I've always thought that in some sense, you fail the IQ test by submitting to it. Mark from Talent. You know, Mark, I'm going to give you a real American salute on top of that. So an anti-credentialist, I would actually be okay with that. Now, maybe I say that because I didn't graduate from college, and I've discovered that sometimes it's scary how little knowledge some of the credentialed people I've known in my life have been. The credential these days, in many cases, we're talking like the degrees, as it were, in many cases, end up being about indicators that you sat in the seat for a number of years and that you had the money and the right connections to be able to get in there and do it. Not all, though. I'm saying that, you know, true education actually is of value. But, yeah, what's the credential about? The credential is about limiting competition. Limiting competition. That's what it's all about, usually. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. That's something I was going to read this as an email today, but it's a different one. Okay. Betty weighs in this morning. Hey, Bill. So I go out to my post office and I get voter paperwork and I fill it out in the parking lot and then I mail it right there as I already know who I want. But you might mention to the listeners that the way things have been going, you should consider mailing out monthly bills much sooner than the due date or consider paying online, as you never know about the time frame with the United States Postal Service, and there might be lots of dollars in late fees. Oh, I'll bet the credit card companies are hoping that you send your credit card payment out in the mail and you send it on close to time, right? Oh, I bet they love that. Love that for sure. 770-5633. We'll go back to the phones here for a moment. This is the Bill Myers Show. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
This is Not So Crazy.
Well, Gene, it's a crazy way to start the week. Go ahead. What are you thinking?
Well, I was thinking that I realized I was an expert. You just got to realize what that means.
Oh, is this back to the credentialist email that I was talking about, the anti-credentialist email?
No, no, it's different than that.
Different.
I used to use Perk shampoo, and then I stopped using it, which made me an expert.
Perk shampoo. Boy, there's a blast from the past. Did they even still make that?
I don't know if they do or not, so there might not be any more experts after this.
No experts left. You're the last of the experts. There you go. You're hired, okay? I'm sure there is a position for you within the Oregon state government, okay? Maybe you could be working on the surveillance. What is that? That surveillance and disinformation part of the Secretary of State? You'd be fine for that, wouldn't you?
Well, I could work at it and get better.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Mr. Expert. 724.
The People's Commissioner. Hi, this is Ron Smith, candidate for Josephine County Commissioner. So why do I say the People's Commissioner? Here's five good reasons. One, I've worked on the people's side of government over 20 years, defending our property rights, our liberties, and our freedoms from government overreach and intrusion. Two, because when you elect me, you'll get a man of integrity who will honestly listen and hear your concerns. I will never forget I work for and serve the people. Three, I'm a team player on the people's team. I'm not a politician. I'm just like you, believing in lower taxes, financial responsible, and transparent government. Four, I have no hidden agendas. I will openly work to see the people's will expressed through county government to be your voice inside government. Five, as a conservative, I am done letting politicians waste our tax dollars on nonsense while we're robbed by drifters, choked by smoke, and gouged by outrageous housing costs. Learn more at VoteRonSmith.com. Paid for by citizens to elect Ron Smith commissioner.
Josephine County Republican Party is proud to endorse Dr. Noah Robinson for the Oregon Senate. A principled man, Robinson is chosen and supported by citizens rather than lobbyists. Dr. Noah Robinson is also endorsed by Oregon Firearm Federation, Oregon Right to Life, and many honorable senators, including Dennis Linthicum, Art Robinson, and Brian Boquist. Republicans win when they don't compromise their principles. In this critical time in Oregon history, vote for the candidate who will make a firm stand for our conservative Oregon values. Vote Dr. Noah Robinson, the citizen's choice for honest leadership, who puts truth before personal gain. Unlike his opponent who has taken hundreds of thousands of dollars from big pharma and lobbyists, Noah's campaign is funded by the people. Josephine County Republican Party reminds you to vote Dr. Noah Robinson for Senate. A leader to reform Oregon. Paid for by the Josephine County Republican Central Committee, ID 319.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided. By Dish.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate four modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit Clouser Drilling.
Millett Construction has been a general contractor for 40 years. For the last 20 years, they've specialized in foundation repair and replacement. If you have sloping floors, cracks in walls, and windows and doors that are hard to open, you have a foundation problem that's only getting worse. At Millett Construction, they not only fix your foundation and level your house, they solve the water problem that's causing the damage. get on solid ground. Call Millett Construction for a free estimate. Visit MillettConstruction.com. CCB number 32787.
We've heard it all.
That boulder was hidden in the grass.
My St. Bernard jumped on the hood.
Gonna have to get that emergency brake fixed.
Garage doors need to go up faster.
But the reason you need auto body repair doesn't matter to us as much as making your car look new again and the process easy for you. At Lithia Body and Paint, we've been getting Southern Oregon drivers back on the road since 1946. Service, speed, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
The Bill Meyer Show, 106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD.
Randy emailed me the other day, popped me a story from the EpicTimes.com. Ohio ordered the purge of ineligible voters from their state voter rolls after finding 137 non-citizens registered to vote. Now, this was in the Epic Times, right? And Randy says, hey, Bill, what a great idea. Imagine that if all states did this. I realize I'm only dreaming, but hey, one can only hope. Oh, I forgot. Doesn't Oregon clean their voter rolls every 10 years? Yeah, there was some legislation that was passed here a couple of years ago, I believe, or a year or two back, Randy. And so he says, great shows as always. But yeah, that is the story for some reason that, you know, you leave. Well, remember how Dr. Frank, when he was at one of those seminars in Josephine County at one point, and also gave a talk in Jackson County with the Jackson County Republicans at one point, talking about how I think it was Josephine County has 105% of eligible voters registered. I mean, they are overqualified. They're overachievers. In other words, 5% more registered voters than there are voters in Josephine County. So what kind of hanky could come from that? Because a ballot does get sent out one way or the other. This is very true. Same thing happens in Jackson County. Of course, we know that before, because of motor voter, if you're an alien and you're learning to drive truck, they might get you a ballot sent to the motel at some point. What could cause problems? You see, this is not a reason to not vote. This is a vote. This is a reason to vote, because you know what's going on here with this primary election and how the turnout's relatively low at this point, a little over 14%. I guess in some cities, a little bit more in other counties. They want to discourage you and have it ceded to the Democrats for the most part. And the only response to something like that is that you vote, you grab that ballot today and you vote, you turn out, and you send those stats zooming. It doesn't take that long. It's about as easy as it gets. Drop it in the Dropbox later today. Drop it in there tomorrow if you must. Don't put it in the mail at this point, all right? Get it dropped off. Overwhelm the system. Overwhelm the ability of the Democrats to pass their bloodthirsty schemes for the charter changes and all the rest of it. They put it in this kind of an election because they knew that, all right, all those Republicans, it doesn't matter because the Republicans won't turn out because Donald Trump is the presumed nominee. In fact, they're even talking about that openly, that that's why the turnout is so low right now. Boy, what a stupid reason not to exercise your right to vote on some of the most important attacks that have ever occurred here in Southern Oregon. 15-224-225-226, 17-116 in Josephine County. What? Donald Trump is, there's no reason to get on there because Trump's on the ballot and he's a presumed nominee already. So you forget about everything else? Are you serious? Is that what's going on with so many of the Republicans? Come on. Wake up. Get yourself in gear. Get this done. If nothing else, get those charter changes voted down. In Josephine County and parts of Jackson County, yeah, you got the Noah Robinson, Christine Goodwin campaign. Boy, that one has been that's an important one, who's going to be running in the fall, because whoever gets that on the Republican side is likely going to be the next state senator, okay? Yeah, go ahead and get a vote in there. Yeah, they got the judges in there, too. There's the district attorney in Jackson County. That race, of course, a couple of people going after that. Both are qualified. But anyway, I have my suggestions on KMED.com on the Bill Meyer Show blog. And like I said, they're just my suggestions. And your vote is your own. But if you were wondering about some of those judicial picks and things like that, I try to help you out a little bit from the people I have talked to. All right? All right. Let's see. This is an interesting story, given that I'm going to be talking to a guy who has come up with a new drug test here in the next few minutes. Quest Diagnostics reporting that there is a 633% rise in cheating drug tests last year. Wow. More than six times as many people cheating on drug tests last year than before, the year before, implying that there are more workers trying to cheat on the drug tests. Last year, of the 5.5 million drug screams collected from the American workforce, 31,000 showing signs of being tampered with. And they're starting to get more of this tampering. Test swaps, which can involve switching one's urine with the urine of another person or a pet. Yeah, people try to do that. Saw a huge increase, as did test positives for methamphetamine and marijuana. And they say it is possible that our society's normalization of drug use is fostering environments in which some employees feel it is acceptable to use drugs without truly understanding the impact. Oh, you think so? Yeah, that's the person from Quest Diagnostics saying. All right. Jason Shepherd joins me here in just a moment, though. He's actually trying to make it easier to detect fentanyl everywhere. He's made a, I believe it's a cheaper and a quicker test for fentanyl. And maybe this is something that could be useful here in Southwest Oregon, given that we're kind of drowning in fentanyl. I'll get him on the phone, too, here in just a couple.
Looking for a safe place to store your RV, trailer, or boat? Hardcastles offers a secure storage lot located conveniently on-site with a keypad entry. With spots filling up quickly, stop by today to reserve yours. While you're there, check out the fully stocked line of enclosed, dump, flatbed, and utility trailers. Hardcastles' friendly and experienced staff are always available to help you find what you need. Open weekdays 8:30 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Hardcastles, where the customer is king.
Hi, it's John at Wellburn's Weapons. The only thing better than shooting is shooting with a suppressor. Wellburns is Southern Oregon's suppressor headquarters, stocking models from Silencer Code, Dead Air, Griffin Armament, Rugged, Q, Thunderbeast, and many more. And we can order practically any suppressor on the market. Check in with us for monthly incentives to save on suppressors, too. Come see the suppressor experts. Wellburns Weapons on Crater Lake Highway, just south of White City.
News is sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MilletteConstruction.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A caretaker president has been named in Iran following a helicopter crash that killed the country's hardline president, along with the Iranian foreign minister and several other high-ranking officials. Former President Trump's New York trial is winding down. Mr. Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, returning to the witness stand for more testimony today. Oklahoma and Kansas, the latest states to experience violent storms, including some confirmed tornadoes. Oklahoma City saw at least one twister. In Houston, the heat is on. It's hot and humid. Hundreds of thousands still without power. That means no AC following fierce storms in the Houston area last week. And if all goes according to plan, the container ship that caused the deadly collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge will be moved to the port of Baltimore shortly. On Wall Street, stocks modestly higher. More details, SRNNews.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Hi, Jason with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros with more spring savings. Right now, purchase a set of four qualifying Yokohama tires through June 15th and get up to a $100 rebate. Get an additional $50 when you purchase with your Tire Pros credit card. There's 14 different tires to choose from, including Geolander AT for your truck or SUV and the Avid Ascend LX for your passenger car. So stop by or call for details to save right now on quality Yokohama tires exclusively at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros.
If you're remodeling your house, start with the foundation. Millett Construction offers a no-pressure, thorough inspection of your home's foundation and a no-obligation estimate if your house needs work. The foundation is most important because all of the repairs and upgrades you're planning, from the floors, windows, doors, cabinets, even the roof, can be affected if your foundation is unstable. Be sure you're on solid ground. Millett Construction will level your house and correct the shifting soil problem. Visit MillettConstruction.com.
Josephine County Republican Party is proud to endorse Dr. Noah Robinson for the Oregon Senate. A principled man, Robinson is chosen and supported by citizens rather than lobbyists. Dr. Noah Robinson is also endorsed by Oregon Firearm Federation, Oregon Right to Life, and many honorable senators, including Dennis Linthicum, Art Robinson, and Brian Boquist. Republicans win when they don't compromise their principles. In this critical time in Oregon history, vote for the candidate who will make a firm stand for our conservative Oregon values. Vote Dr. Noah Robinson, the citizen's choice for honest leadership, who puts truth before personal gain. Unlike his opponent, who has taken hundreds of thousands of dollars from big pharma and lobbyists, Noah's campaign is funded by the people. Josephine County Republican Party reminds you to vote Dr. Noah Robinson for Senate, a leader to reform Oregon. Paid for by the Josephine County Republican Central Committee, ID 319.
Hi, this is Mark from Jay Austin, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
7:39, appreciate you waking up here this Monday, May 20th. Plenty of sunshine, going to be a beautiful day. Well, mid-70s or so for the high. Jason Shepherd joins me. The last time I talked with Jason, he was talking about, you're kind of a big serial entrepreneur. You're inventing all sorts of things out there, Jason. Welcome to the show, because last time I had you on, it was Wimpkin Social Media and Date on the Right. You actually had a dating app for people from the right who could find people who were more like them, right, in order to have more family formation. Fair enough? Is that kind of what you were working on then?
Yes, Bill, thanks for having me again. That's actually, I guess, a good way to describe myself and also the app. It's geared towards conservatives. Same thing, honestly, Wimkin is, it stands for World Must Know Now. It's just free speech, but due to the fact conservatives are the ones that are mostly censored and certainly have been over the last decade, it's predominantly conservative as well, and mostly politics, because people just can't get away from that right now.
it does seem to be that way. Some days I'm laughing, some days I'm not about it, as it comes right down to it, Jason. You know, by the way, do you think, speaking of politics, before we get into this medical invention that you've been working on here, is how restricted or censored is it being this year so far over in the major platforms? Is the boot kind of lightening up a little bit? Or is it sort of doubling down this time around? What do you think?
So it's ironic that you asked that question. We have 140-some thousand people on our Facebook page that we use strictly for marketing. We do funny memes and things of that nature to kind of spread some of the absurdity that's going on in the world. Now, I'm up usually pretty early, roughly around 4:30 every day, Eastern time. And I woke up to the fact that we were banned through the night because of just a meme that says, you know, men shouldn't be in women's sports. Plain and simple. That does not violate any standards. But not only were we banned, we also filed an appeal, and we won our appeal during our sleep. So they are doing stuff on their own. It is wild what they are doing. It's going to be, until November 5th, it is going to be absolutely insane in terms of censorship on social media, in terms of big tech.
The state of Oregon, of course, the Secretary of State's office is doing this through a surveillance kind of program, too. But they call it about fighting election disinformation. In other words, if you disagree with the narrative, it's disinformation. That's essentially what it is. All right. Well, sorry to hear that it's going to be just as bad or same as it ever was when it comes to the censorship. But we have to keep that in mind. Another issue that we are dealing, it's been quite intractable, has been the the rise of fentanyl addiction. It's been this way for a long, long time. Tens of thousands of overdoses. Many people have died in the state of Oregon. Many people have died in the United States over the last few years. You're in this battle now, too, because you have come up with a new fentanyl test, and apparently this is cheaper and quicker and easier. Why don't you do this? I guess this is the only over-the-counter fentanyl test that you have invented here with your group. Let's hear about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I know a lot of people, it's even a challenge on Wimkin, which is a platform I own. When people hear FDA, they get very squeamish, I guess, to say the least. But, you know, to have an over-the-counter test that's actually, you know, able to be purchased in stores and pharmacies and things of that nature, you have to have the FDA approval. Also, you have to have the FDA approval to actually sell, you know, back to the government. And, you know, our test is completely, it's the only one on the market right now that actually has FDA approval. And we have not only just the over-the-counter test, which I think every single household should have, you know, if they're, you know, they've noticed their child's sick or they're acting differently. You know, teenagers, so to speak. I mean, once you're 18, I don't know how much people are going to really, unless they're doing some type of intervention, test you. But, you know, if there's any questionable substances or anything that they think that their child might be on, they can get results with the urine test within 5 minutes that's actually accurate to 99.9% down to 1 nanogram, which is the smallest substance amount that you can detect in a urine sample.
Wow.
In addition to that, we have test strips, boxes of 25 for institutions such as prisons, because we're up over 800% now in terms of overdoses within prisons, because prisons cannot test. They can test for fentanyl, but they have to send it out to a lab to get an accurate result because, you know, they offer, not offer, but they, you know, administer penalties for these, you know, prisoners. And in some facts, actually, you know, give them a new criminal case. So they have to get, you know, extremely accurate results. So now we offer them that without charging or them getting charged, you know, hundreds of dollars to send out one sample to a lab.
So what does it normally cost if you're trying to, you know, to do a fentanyl lab test that is really accurate? What does it cost, generally speaking? I'm sure there must be a range in this.
Yeah, there's a range. So generally, you know, I've seen them go as low as $80, but that's in bulk for, you know, massive contracts. Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, for one test, it can go up to $300. So it's quite incredibly costly. When we're offering now our test strips, we have boxes of 25 for $125 total.
So that's like $5 a test then. $5 a test, right?
Yep, $5 a test. And the over-the-counter, which is where you get the specimen cup and everything, they're $19.99. So if you were to walk into a store, I don't know what they would charge in the store. There's going to be some type of a markup. But on our website at thefentanyltest.com, it's the fentanyl test because it's the only one. But they're only $19.99. So, you know, it's something that we're offering at a price where I think most, if not everyone, can afford this. And really the idea is to save lives in every aspect because, you know, when individuals get out of prison and, you know, a lot of individuals just go in because they can't stop using a substance, they're going to the probation officers and, you know, they're testing them for heroin, but they're not testing them for fentanyl. Fentanyl gives the same, you know, as an opioid. It gives them the same type of high, but it's 1,000 times more dangerous. And, you know, this is why individuals are dying. They're coming out and they're overdosing because they don't know, you know, how to manage that first and foremost. It's really an unmanageable substance. I mean, the fact it was designed for clinical use and it's, you know, literally, in my opinion, probably the most deadly substance they're utilizing in any type of medical field. I mean, there's some things with propofol and some aspects that are, you know, going to be sedatives that are just as dangerous. But this is something that is being recreationally used right now on mass levels, and this is why you're seeing individuals die.
Jason Shepherd, once again, entrepreneur, known, of course, for social media, like Wimkin Social Media and Date on the Right, but it is the fentanyltest.com. And so this is the first over-the-counter then, and so it is just a straight urine test, just a standard urine test, nothing unusual about that?
No, it's just a standard urine test, and then we also have harm reduction tests for law enforcement. So a lot of individuals, in terms of law enforcement, they're right now testing substances on the side of the road or traffic stops and things of that nature with not very much accuracy. Generally, everything out there is testing up to 20 nanograms per powder substance or surfaces. Let's say something spills and someone's worried about it getting on themselves. You know, our test.
Well, we've heard about you know, police officers that have been overdosed and some have died. As a matter of fact, just touching the wrong surface, as it were, it's amazingly powerful. This stuff.
It really is, and that's why, you know, we have the harm reduction test as well, to where you can actually test the substance and have results within 5 minutes. It's obviously going to create criminal charges and things of that nature for the individual who's caught with it, but at the same time, it keeps, you know, these officers and anybody, you know, that's brought in contact with something potentially that's this deadly, they're going to be kept completely safe, or they're going to know immediately what they need to get medical attention for.
Now, Jason, I just want to be clear. If an officer were to able to give this test on the way, I mean, is it admissible in court? Because you talked about it being used as evidence. I just want to make sure it can be used. And is that part of the FDA certification that makes it useful for that?
Yeah, you know what? We haven't seen that just yet. However, I do believe the FDA certification would be enough for a court to, utilize this actually as for, I guess, a criminal statute. But I'd imagine, since this is such a new test and obviously, fentanyl, the epidemic's not new per se, but mm-hmm. it's getting worse and worse and worse. The people are, you know, starting to really gain traction on trying to, you know, resolve it. I'd imagine that they would be admissible, but, you know, we haven't seen that yet, so I don't want to give misinformation on that. However, I would think with the FDA certification that most courts, they have different, you know, local rules and things. But I would imagine that any probation officer or any law enforcement officer would be able to utilize them in any report that they write.
Now, given you were talking about fentanyl tests, you know, the standard ones which are given right now, you send it off to a lab, generally speaking, what? And so anywhere from $80 to $300 per charge. That's a pricey. And how many days does it take to sometimes go through a lab to get a lab result back?
It can take up to 3 weeks, depending on, you know, what the test is for and how much of a substance is there. Yeah. And then in that time frame, you know, that person utilizing it and abusing it could be, you know, unfortunately die at that point in time because they don't know how to regulate the amount they're putting in their body. And, you know, it's a gamble every time you potentially even touch this stuff.
Do hospitals have a test right now that they use, or are they just running the standard lab test, and since they usually have a lab right there, they know right away? I'm just curious how that works, because this could be cheaper for hospitals too, wanting to test for this.
Oh, it could definitely be cheaper for hospitals, and we certainly want them to have it for the quick result aspects. But, you know, generally, it's really sad to say, but once somebody comes in and, you know, it's acute, you know, fentanyl poisoning, they're usually not going to survive. So there's no reason to test. I hate to say that, but, you know, in the event that someone is sick and they can't figure out why, if they are able to attract, you know, a urine sample, or if there is, you know, if there's a substance that they've, you know, in a person, let's say a police officer, obviously an EMT brings them in and shows them that substance, they can use our test and they can find out within 5 minutes what they need to treat them for.
So what you're really hoping to do then is to get more people aware of who's really on the stuff. And I have been, I've known about even some families here in the area that have talked about, just had tragic deaths in people in mm-hmm. which everything looked normal and they ended up dying of fentanyl and people had no
yeah.
idea. Is this kind of what you're getting at then?
It's 100% what I'm getting at, because again, I've certainly, an addicted user of any substance is going to know how to kind of beat the system, so to speak. And when, you know, law enforcement right now is not testing individuals for fentanyl because it's so costly, and that goes back to the taxpayer when it's government, you know, they're not utilizing it in every aspect. And this is why so many individuals are dying, because, again, they want their opioid high, but they are getting it with a deadly toxic substance. I mean, this has been quoted to be up to 2,000 times more deadly than heroin, down to 1,000, down to 500. It just depends on what you're getting. But, you know, pure grade fentanyl that they use in medical facilities, at some point in time, it's probably, in my opinion, 100% fatal, because it's going to get you at some point. So to be able to get that right with a test in the beginning and say, hey, look, you have a problem, we have to eradicate this right now, you know, that's where you start the awareness aspect, and that's when you can start to say, and really know what to look for, as, you know, as a family member and a loved one, to keep your people safe.
Jason, I don't know if you're aware of the big lawsuits that are flying here in Southwest Oregon. Have you heard about the nurse who was, is being accused of having stolen fentanyl out of the drug bags of patients and having replaced it with tap water? Have you heard about that story here in Southwest Oregon?
I have not, actually, but I would definitely research that. But, yeah, I would imagine that's happening in a lot of places right now.
Yeah, it's a huge number of lawsuits, and many people mm-hmm. apparently have died from this because they ended up getting septic or blood infections from the tap water, you know, going back into the the main line. And I couldn't help but think, you were talking about how cheap this is to test someone. I'm thinking about this nurse who, everybody knows the name, but there have been no criminal charges that have been filed yet. You know, it's all
in
the
legal. That was my question. I was going to ask if there was criminal charges.
Yeah, well, it's all in the legal and justice system right now, and it's being investigated and all this sort of stuff. But I'm thinking to myself, if you have a $5, $10 test that's available and you have any question about an employee, whether it's a nurse, a doctor, or anybody else that works within the system, that would be a pretty quick and non-invasive, easy-peasy thing to do, wouldn't it?
Oh, most definitely. And, you know, you actually hit that. You put a really good, it's a bad analogy because of what it actually comes down to be.
Yeah.
But it's a good analogy where people, literally, that is another, that's an epidemic in its own right where, you know, you have, you know, state-licensed nurses, even in some instances, doctors actually coming out here and stealing, you know, their hospital supply. And I don't know if this woman, I'm assuming it was a woman nurse.
That's what it appears to be, according to, you know, what we know.
Okay.
But like I said, no charges have been filed yet. But it would seem to me that if there was any question on something like this, you could just test. And by the way, how long does it, this is something I forgot to ask about, but please complete that thought, and then I'll ask you my follow-up on that, okay?
Go ahead. No, I was just saying that, you know, so essentially this is something where, you know, I don't know if this nurse was selling this. Because if she was selling it, then that is certainly going to lead to criminal charges. And I would imagine she'd even get charged if she was just utilizing it for recreational use. But if you were taking liquid fentanyl from a hospital, that's just a lot of fentanyl. So, you know, that wouldn't be for recreational use. She wouldn't survive it. But I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
But, of course, you know, a nurse might know how to dilute it for recreational purposes, I suppose, if you wanted to. But, yeah, you know, but, yeah, we don't know. We don't really know the whole story at this point, but if there was any kind of suspicion about someone, it would be a lot easier to be able to, okay, you can test the nurses. Okay, we're having a problem here, and we just test all the nurses. Most of the other nurses are going to say, hey, I don't care. You know, it's fine. Let me go.
You're right.
Right? You know that.
Yep.
Now, there may be problems with union contracts. I know these are all sorts of things.
Sure.
I'm not a hospital official. We're just talking about them here, okay? But I'm just thinking that if this nurse had a problem, was using as an example, you know, maybe this nurse could have gotten some help and had stayed out of this situation where you're doing these allegedly bad things that ended up killing people. You know, a lot of people could have been saved out of something like this.
You know, and the way this is and how much, you know, if you look at how the opioid crisis started with pharmaceuticals, you know, overproducing and, you know, giving people the oxy strains, Vicodins, things of that nature. You are at a point now where this nurse, and I hate to say this, but they might actually be making money administering this to people. So, you know,
really?
Literally doing shots and things. Oh, yeah. I mean, this is honestly, when it comes down to these type of addictions and this type of drug, you know, people will do anything for it. I mean, you've heard of it all. And, you know, even just on heroin and any other addictive substance, you know, you have people that are stealing from their families. You know, literally putting their families in harm's way because they're, you know, one day just $5,000 taken out of an account because they have to go get their fix. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that the medical community has bad actors to where they capitalize on that. And then they give them, in their opinion, a safe, almost shooting gallery type deal, if you know what I mean. So,
and you know, the really sad part about this all is, in fact, I even know of a police officer who interacts with the homeless quite frequently as part of the job. And of course, many of the homeless are dealing with fentanyl addiction crisis, too, on that matter. And has known some people who have gotten clean afterwards. And they end up being, you know, and you knew that they were good people. But, you know, when you have that monkey on your back, I mean, it just drives you to do things that, you know, a normal person would never even think about doing. You know, in order to get that right, that next fix. In fact, even maybe this nurse that we were talking about, you know, same.
You were 100% right. And I think that's an excellent point because, you know, it comes down, like you said, contractual obligations, especially with unions to where they are allowed to test for substances and what type of, honestly, bodily fluid they're going to be actually able to submit to. Now, physicals and things of that nature, I would imagine they would be able to do this. But for suspicion, that is going to have to... That'll probably have to go into the court system, I would imagine, because, you know, when you're asking someone to submit to some type of a bodily function test, you know, blood, hair follicle, you know, or certainly your urine. I believe you have to have some type of a legal stance to get that. But, you know, honestly, I would imagine with this nurse, I don't know much about Oregon in terms of their state boards and licensure for nurses, but I would imagine there's something in all of these clauses now, probably within the last, I'd say, 30 years, to where these nurses and doctors sign something if you want to keep your, you know, board certifications, that you have to, based on either us asking for it or your employer asking for it, submit to a drug test.
Yeah.
So I think they might be able to get through with that.
Well, and if they don't have it right now, maybe that's going to have to be changed in the next negotiations. I know at Providence, one of the hospital systems, they're getting, you know, $12 to $15 an hour raises on the table right now for nurses. And maybe part of that would be, hey, you know, if we think that there's a problem, do you mind if we drug test you now and then? Okay, if you think there's a problem, nothing personal. You know, there's
just... You know what? Yeah. I'm sorry, Bill, but as small as that sounds, that is where this all starts to get better. Seriously, you know, if employers start offering incentives to keep, you know, their staff safe, and, you know, because literally if someone brings in a bag of fentanyl and somehow, you know, someone goes in their locker, whatever it's going to be, and they get that on their, you know, on their hands, if it absorbs, you know, they could literally pass away. So I think that's a great idea. And I think that's really where it starts, to where, you know, everybody who's employed in this country, if the employer says, hey, you know, we'll offer you an incentive to keep this safe here, just agree to submit to something randomly, or if we ever have suspicion, to test you.
Now,
I think that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, before we talk about where to get this, by the way, and it's pretty simple. It's thefentanyltest.com, thefentanyltest.com, and a Jason Shepherd site. How long does it take for the metabolites, or whatever those terms are, for the byproducts of drugs having been processed in your system to go away when it comes to fentanyl? How long does it last? Like, if you took a hit of fentanyl over the weekend, let's say, and then on Friday night you're partying with your homeless buddies and you have fentanyl, and then Monday morning you're going up to work, is it still detectable at that point, or is it already gone?
So just like any other substance, I mean, marijuana, I believe, stays in your system the longest, especially, you know, it's really more based on how long you've been using it and how long your system's been polluted with it. But
okay. Yes,
that should still be detectable, because again, ours goes down to 1 nanogram. Now, if you went to a 20 nanogram test, to where that, you know, anything significant or anything below that, it wouldn't detect, that might not show. Yeah, so it just...
But this is a 1 nanogram test, which means it might detect a tiny amount that even might remain after a weekend. Let's say, so a day or two, is that normally what you're looking at? Or how long?
I'd say generally on average, I mean, it depends on so many different biological factors, but I would say pretty much 2 to 4 days if you only use just one time.
Mm-hmm. If you're a continual user, you probably have more of those metabolites in your system, right? That'll be
I would
detected.
Just, you know... Mm-hmm. We haven't really had a chance to put this to test by. I mean, it's really hard to find people to submit to voluntary, you know, drug trials.
Yes, yes. So, we'd like to give you fentanyl and then test you afterwards, right? Yeah, I could see.
Yeah, like we just can't be like, hey, would you like us to submit or administer fentanyl to you for 2 weeks and see? So it's hard to get those, but I mean, clinically, I would say that ours, if you're going to use it one off, it would still show 4 days in your system, because we have down to the 1 nanogram.
Interesting. TheFentanylTest.com is where you can find out more about this, and maybe the jails and the hospitals and other people might find more interest in this, because it's quick, like 5 minutes. So it's pretty good. Pretty good stuff. All right. Boy, what are you going to do next here for your next entrepreneurial thing? A cure for cancer? You got that in the works here that we don't know about here, Jason? What do you think?
Well, you know, Big Pharma would hate us for that. They don't want cancer eradicated, because they certainly that's their bread and butter. But I would like to be able to do something like that. But, you know, this is something, honestly, Bill, you know, we really took a lot of interest in because of the border crisis and the fact that, you know, the administration right now is having nothing but inaction on it. And, you know, literally loads and loads of this is coming in on a daily basis, and enough right now to literally kill everybody in our country. So this is why we really got interested in this one. But I'm always open to new ideas and some, you know, certainly anything we can to better our society. That's for sure.
TheFentanylTest.com. All right. I'll put all that information up there. Jason, who knows what we're going to be talking about with you next time. It was a couple of social media things here. Who knows where we're going to be next time around. But keep at it. We appreciate you working it. OK, thanks so much.
Bill, thanks. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
All right. TheFentanylTest.com. It's a couple minutes after 8.